Welcome to Conversations. And now, from Los Angeles, here's your host, Mike Dowler.
From Los Angeles, I'm Mike Dowler, and welcome to Conversations Radio. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. On X, we are at Converse Radio. That's like the shoe without the E, at Converse Radio. And on Facebook, we are simply Conversations, the podcast. Like what you hear? Drop us a line, conversationspod@gmail.com. Hey, a great show. We're taking it to the future. Both of my guests and co-hosts are down under in Australia. We'll be talking to the wonderful Aurora Eiler, and my co-host is returning co-host, Joy Vieira. Great podcast on the way. Make sure to tune in Wednesday the 24th. Peyton Riley, all the way from Texas. She's a rising country star there in Texas. Bella Rain will be co-hosting on that. So a great podcast. Check them all out. You can find us on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, even Roku, which is kind of cool. You can go to the iTunes store, search Conversations Radio, and voila, we are right there. Thanks for tuning in. A great show tonight. My co-host tonight, no stranger to Conversations Radio, I'm going to read a quote of his that he posted on his IMDb, and I think this really sums it up. I've been in this for over 20 years, and in this crazy industry, there are no guarantees. Most don't make it, and I consider myself so lucky to have been able to take the opportunities I've been given. You've really got to push and keep going, but you also need support. It can't always be business. You have to have people that mean something to you, both on and off the set. Otherwise, it's just another job. If it wasn't for the love and support of my family and friends, I would not be where I am today. You can't be in the industry for fame and fortune. If that's why you're acting, you're going to be disappointed. Be in it because you love it and you can't imagine doing anything else. And that again is from Joy Vieira. Joy, welcome back to Conversations Radio. Good to have you back.
It's nice to be back. I'm going to cry at listening to that.
You summed it up. This ought to be on the wall of every acting school, every talent agent, every studio. That's a wonderful quote. You know, you started, 20 years ago from your humble beginnings in Livingston, California. Then you went to CSUN, and then you've seen both sides. You've seen both behind the camera and in front. So here you are. You're in Australia with the family, living the dream. Just wonderful. So glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's been, you and I stay in contact, I think, throughout the year. We've got a great relationship. I love hearing your voice. I love seeing your name pop up on my phone for a quick little chat. And Australia's, it's a very different, sort of atmosphere to what I had back in Los Angeles. Both great. I love living in LA. I'm a California guy, true and true. And I love it there and I miss it. I was back there. Unfortunately, my father passed away late last year, so I was back for a couple of weeks for his funeral. And I'm back here, but my wife and I are just talking about, how can we go back? When do we go back? So we're both sort of, we love it, we miss it. Australia for now is home, and we love it here.
It's very obvious that's always your new life. I mean, you got stuff going on there, and you've embraced Australia, and I think Australia has embraced you as well.
They've been good to me. They've been really good to me. I haven't stopped. It's funny because I worked a lot back in Los Angeles, but mainly commercially, as you know. And when I moved here, it flipped. It went from commercials to more TV shows and movies and films, which is what I always wanted to do. So, and that's pretty much all I do. I mean, I'm literally getting off, I'm staring at scripts in front of me while I'm talking to you because I just had all this new stuff pop up. Plus, I got callbacks and everything else. I'm like, you got to restudy your scripts because it's just what you do. You got to be sharp. You got to be sharp in this industry. You can't let your guard down.
You, again, have seen both sides, in front of the camera and behind. Those years working behind the camera in the background, Does that give you some insight of what you're doing now? Is it kind of helped you along a little bit?
It does. Yeah, it does, Mike. It also gives you, you've got respect because I was in it in so many, I attacked it from, from production assistants to doing, being part of the art department, third PA or whatever it was called, or assistant director, AD, third, fourth AD stuff, to doing background stuff, in commercials or TV shows or movies. Just, I wanted to be on set. Even in pre-production and working at E! Entertainment or MTV, helping with casting, and you really get an insight of how many people are involved and what it takes to create something as simple as a commercial or a TV show or a movie. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and it's great to be on set and sort of know what people's jobs are, and because you're able to respect what they do a lot more, I think, because you're more familiar with it, and it just makes for an easier day. I've had, I was doing a good 14 hours on the average shoot days, just last year for a big film called Zombie Plane. And we were all in it from beginning to end. We didn't look at our clocks. We were ready to go, and we respected everyone's jobs, but at the same time, we were there for so long because we loved what we do. We appreciate, and we feel honored, and we feel grateful to be doing this. It isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
It's definitely knowing everything from behind, not everything, but knowing a lot from behind the scenes really helps me on set.
You have
and giving them hopefully a better performance.
You have earned your success. You've worked with some of the best people in Hollywood and abroad as well. I mean, Chris Hemsworth, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby, Chuck Norris, Sophie Monk, stuff as well with ABC Reef Break. One of the big ones for you was Dora the Explorer, The Lost City of Gold. I mean, when that came out, billboards were everywhere here. I mean, it was a big deal. Your role as Uncle Nico definitely solidified your career for sure. You're there with your family, which is great. You got kids and you got a wonderful wife, and she's involved in the film industry as well. Again, folks, we cam up here locally so we can see each other chat. Makes it easy. And I'm looking at your background. There's a cello behind you. And my first thought was that you played a cello. I didn't know that. But apparently it's your son's cello. And you've got a great story about how you got him to do that. And again, you fostered that interest in music. You put him on the spot and say, you want to play something? Let's check this stuff out. And he made his decision. But tell me about the process. Why the cello?
Well, look, my wife and I, we sat down and we went, here he goes. He's about to select an instrument to play. He knows nothing about these instruments. And her and I were like, well, we need to be very selective because, he's going to be practicing in the house. And what sounds do we want to hear or be tortured by? So we found all these clips. And I said to my wife, look, the worst is probably going to be like a brass instrument because of how loud they are, right?
Sure.
Or a very high noted sort of string instrument or to percussion. Oh, my God, it would drive the neighbors crazy. So we found all these little YouTube clips of all the different instruments with kids playing them annoyingly, and he listened. And then at the end, we gave him a YouTube clip of a Metallica song being played by a couple of guys on cellos.
Yeah.
And it is the most beautiful piece.
And I've heard
all
that
being done. Obviously, I'd love to get my son. So he listened to all of these sounds and just went, my wife and I were, high-fiving each other in the background. And then he sees the two guys playing the cello and he's like, Mom, Dad, I want to play the cello. We're like, oh my God, really?
That's
I think you should definitely play the cello. You got our support. He got the cello. This is a few years ago. And now he's got the bigger cello, not the full size one. I think it's called the 3/4 size. And we had to buy it. He practices every once in a while, but he's, he plays every week. And it's lovely. He's literally sits there. I mean, look, I just went and put a shirt on, but sits there in his pajamas and just plays cello for 20, 30 minutes. And it's just while we're making dinner. And it's like, my wife and I are just like, we did it.
That's what, you kind of
a private musician while we.
Yeah. Again, it wasn't really an ambush, but you were proactive.
Yes.
It's a commitment. You don't want to go out and buy a tuba.
Oh.
I always tell this story, and again, our guest tonight is going to be Aurora Eiler. We'll talk to you in just a second. But this is a story. I live in Santa Clarita, as you know, north of Los Angeles. And there used to be an accordion school. The accordion school also sold accordions. Here's the thing, and I'm not sure if it was a scam, but anyway, you know, you'd sign your kid up for an accordion lesson, and they'd have like one lesson, and they'd be like, you know, hey, you know, your son is really good. Time to get a new accordion. So I'm thinking that a lot of addicts here in Santa Clarita have old accordions collecting dust. So there you go. But I'm glad that he's sticking with it. And yeah, and you can say that, hey, it was my idea, but it was really his idea. You just kind of were the conduit. Well, YouTube was the conduit, but you kind of forced the issue, so to speak, which is good. No, and it's fine. Again, glad you're back with us. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And our guest tonight, and again, you know our guest.
I also teach acting for camera here in Australia, and I've had her in my classes, and we go to a lot of events. It's a pretty small circle here of actors and content creators that we go to, you know, film festivals, screenings, you know, just stuff like that out here. And you're always in the circle and catching up and saying hi. And then whether it be classes or that's pretty much how we, our paths usually cross.
Sure. Again, Aurora Eiler just is, she's amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, I'm on social media constantly checking things out, and I ran across Aurora and her work. I'm going to say this, and again, I don't mean to bash, but there's a lot of mindless stuff out there. And Aurora's projects are really projects with a purpose. I mean, the messages are very, very clear. And I do believe she's affecting a lot of folks with her content. Her latest movie is called Grape. No, it's not a movie about wine or anything like that. But it's basically an anti-vaping film. She's done a short film. She directed, wrote, and starred in it. And it's amazing how it took off and is still taking off at film festivals everywhere. And it's definitely getting folks' attention, especially with the folks in Queensland, to the point where it's going to be in schools. Because obviously there is a vaping thing. And I won't get in my soapbox about that, because I've got really bad feelings about that. But I want to bring her in because she's done so much. She's an award-winning actress, a director, a writer, a wonderful, wonderful human being. And right now she's doing her part of the podcast in Mom's van, because they were late coming back from the, I guess it was headshots or something. But here we go. And Aurora Eiler, welcome to Conversations Radio.
Hello, it's so nice to be here.
We're glad to have you here. Wow, what a whirlwind it's been for you the last couple of years. Some phenomenal films, Melonhead and your new one, Grape. We'll talk about that for sure, because yeah. I want folks to watch this. It's very, very important. And again, it deals with, you know, a serious problem that's affecting not only adults and teens, but small children too. And this is not good. So anti-vaping, yeah. You are in Australia. I might mention, folks, that both of our guests, my guest and my co-host, I love Joey. He's like my brother. He's great. Thanks for putting the shirt on, Joey. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah. You like it?
I do. I love it. Yeah, it's great. Very stylish. Is that Hurley? No. It's pretty cool. My guest and co-host are in Australia. Aurora, take us back. How did it all start for you?
I wanted to do acting. I've always had an interest in films, and I've always loved being in front of the camera since I'm the youngest. And so I've always been quite dramatic. So when I was 8, I wanted to start an acting class. And then I did multiple acting classes, and I really did like being in front of camera and auditions. And then COVID came, so I wasn't getting any work. But then in 2021, I got my first acting role, and that was in a commercial.
Wow.
And then just being on set and the feeling of being on set and all the people there, I just really fell in love with acting. And from that point on, I was like, this is what I want to do. There's nothing else that I want to do. This is it. then I kind of just fell in love with acting. And then COVID was really dry and there wasn't many roles, especially for my age group. And so I thought, why not just make my own content? And so I started writing my own short film, which was my first film, Melonhead. And I made that when I was 11.
Jeez.
And I didn't actually want to direct that one in the first place, but I contacted a Cannes director, you know, Cannes Film Festival. And she's like, well, I would love to direct it for you, but I would love to mentor you to know how to direct. Because if somebody told me when I was your age that I could be directing, I would be so much further in my career and my life. And so she mentored me on how to direct. And then I directed my first ever film.
So how many projects had you done as an actress before you started directing and writing?
Three.
Oh, okay. Wow. You decided right away. And again, a lot of actors have aspirations of, you know, screenwriting and directing and producing and stuff. But you just kind of dove in. And I mean, that's phenomenal. Joey, does this sound familiar to you? Because you're a teacher. So what are you teaching these aspiring actors?
You know, it's funny. It's Mike. Look, I teach what I like, the classes and all the courses that I took back in Los Angeles. So I pull from the ones that I enjoyed, the teachers that I liked. I pull what I learned from them, and I bring that here, and I teach my students that. So, and it's, but it's all with a focus on camera, whether it be on set camera work or audition, so that you're how to plan, how to format your audition, so that you can book projects. That's pretty much my thing. And it's, you know, working within the frame, just like we're doing right now in these, in this little Zoom call with, you know, the box that we're in, and being able to act within this space with a, you know, a camera that's a stable camera that's not moving. And yeah, just getting them used to get their head around what's expected in the film industry as far as acting for auditions or on set.
And I'm looking at your resume, Aurora. Everything you've done is definitely projects with purpose. I mean, these are, you're dealing with some very, very mature and serious content. You wrote this script for Grape, and was it just on a whim, or what was your inspiration?
Well, my inspiration was kind of what I'd, not what I'd been experiencing personally, but what I'd been seeing others experience and what I'd been seeing on the news. And I saw a lot of situations at school around vaping, and vaping causes so many different kinds of issues, whether that's family, whether that's you've been pressured to do it by family or friends or anyone that you know. And I think the peer pressure around it was so strong, and the peer pressure that I felt, I've never vaped in my life or smoked or anything like that, but I was being peer pressured and bullied for not vaping. And so I thought, I already made a film last year about an issue that I saw was important, and I think this is an even bigger issue, which is global, and it's a global epidemic, but it was very important for young people. And so I thought, why not make content by kids for kids? And that's what I did.
And you made it fun, yet you got your message across. I mean, it was very, very serious. And you attended a event and met somebody, told him about the script. And how did that all happen? Because he took interest and it really, it just took off.
Well, I had been writing a script, and I was at the Young Achiever of the Year Awards, and I was just sitting there, and I didn't win the award, but I was still there and I was enjoying the night. And then somebody came up to me, his name's Luke Twyford, and he works for the QFCC. And he said, oh, I know that you made a film last year about something that you saw important, and so I've actually been looking for a vaping campaign. And I said, no way, I've actually been writing a script about a vaping campaign. And so then I gave him my email address and we had a Zoom call, and then they were like, we'd love to work with you and sponsor you, and we'd love you to make the short film, and we'll go from there afterwards. And he didn't actually want to read the script originally, which I was kind of confused about, but he said, I want you to make it completely how you would have made it. And then I made it, and I was really nervous about how people were going to think about it, since it is quite a serious topic and the movie is quite serious and it's covering some big topics. And so I was really scared, and then I showed it to them, and he was so amazed, and he was like, this is amazing. I think that it's going to be very beneficial. And he sent it to the education department and they loved it, and it just kept going up and up and higher in the government. And then they said, well, we'd love to put it in all Queensland schools. And so it's going into all Queensland schools now this year.
That's phenomenal. Joy, I'm telling you, yes. I mean, this is some serious serious stuff here. She took the bull by the horns and she really did this. That's why it's important as well, folks. If you're in the business, you know, go to these events and network, because look what happened here.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, and this, what's great about Australia is there really is, there's a film industry here. And it is about being in the circles. I mean, look, right now there's the Gold Coast Film Festival is going on. It opened last night. And these are all great opportunities to go out, meet people, network. And you never know what you're going to get out of it. You never know who you're going to meet. And you just never know where that conversation is going to go. But if you don't go, you'll never know. But if you do go, you know, those opportunities are there. And I can say, like, I love what Aurora is doing, which is just, she's taking action. And I hate to say it, but I think most of us actors were very lazy and we kind of want everything to come to us. And, you know, we'll be twiddling our thumbs for probably the rest of our lives, waiting for everything to come to us. You got to take action. You got to take action. And if it's something you've got in your head and you want to get it out, write it down, get it made, direct, teach yourself how to direct or get information. There's plenty of mentors out here to help people like her, it sounds like she got that, which is awesome. And that's just it. Like, there's people like myself, for example, if someone was to come up to me and say, hey, can you help me out with this? I am more than happy to. Heck, and I wish, and I think the same thing at the same time, you know, I kind of wish I had that when I was a kid. And maybe that's why we're all, as we get older, we're so eager to help out the youth is, you know, no one was there for us, but we'd love to be there for them because then they could start even sooner. It won't take you over 20 years to start making it. You know, you're doing it now. It's taking you a few years, 3 years. That's awesome.
So you did Melonhead, which was your first film you did. And that's a movie promoting helmet safety. So if you're out on a bike or skateboard, whatnot, wear your helmet so you don't crack your head open. So that was important. Yeah. Definitely some great information there too. And then Grape, I mean, it's phenomenal. It's really, really good. And the thing is people always ask, how do you give back? And it's great when you can use your celebrity to help others. In Aurora's case, I mean, you're relatively still new to all this. And after three products and you got two films out, it's amazing. You came to LA. Actually, that was a funny story too. You got kind of ambushed on live TV by your mom, I guess, about that you got.
Yeah, I did.
So tell us about that, because that you came to LA, which was obviously Beverly Hills as well.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. So that was in September last year, roughly. And I was going on Sunrise, which is I think the biggest morning show in the country. And so I was there and I thought I was just talking about my film and all the things that I'd done with my film. And then my mum was sitting there on the couch with me and said to me that we'd been sponsored to go to Beverly Hills. And wow. Yeah, and we were leaving in 10 days and I started crying. I was so excited because that's what I've been dreaming of since I was 8 years old. And I was so excited and I did not expect that at all because my mom was like, oh no, I don't think we'll be able to make it to the film festival. And it was the global premiere of my film Grape and I was so excited to be able to go.
That's phenomenal. You won an award too, I understand.
Yeah, so I made it. It's called the Lady Filmmakers Film Festival in Beverly Hills. And it was so much fun and I loved seeing everyone else's films. And then on the awards night, I won best actress in a short film and I won a Tiffany & Co. award and it was really awesome.
Wow. Tiffany. Wow.
Right? That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Is there a Beverly Hills in Australia, Joey? Is there a kind of a ritzy?
Of course. Yeah. Psyche? It's called Surfer's Paradise on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm kidding. It's not Surfer's Paradise. It would be, I think probably, why do we have like a very chic,
swanky
Oxford Street? Is it Oxford Street in Sydney? Is sort of a high end.
I feel like it would be like, maybe like, I'm not really sure.
No, so that's a no, Mike. That's a no.
Well, again, Beverly Hills, definitely, that's big time. And you had your eye on the prize. Everyone loved your film, and all of a sudden, here you are boarding a plane to the States. And you'd been to the U.S. before this, right?
Yeah, but that was when I was really little, and that was for a surgery my mom was having.
Okay. Again, you came, and that's an amazing event for sure, and glad you had an opportunity to do that. The hits for you, I mean, and I said this last night, Joey, as well. I think that Aurora is a phenomenal actress. Aurora, you really are, and you're a wonderful filmmaker, and scripts are good, spot on. I think your strength, I can totally see you doing like documentaries as well. I think this is a good testing ground for you because this has resonated. And I think the movie was produced and written in a way that hopefully young folks will understand.
That was my goal, yeah.
Yeah. And Joey, you and I have talked about it as well. I don't want to get real political about it, but this vaping thing, I know it's a thing there. Because overall, I understand that smoking among teens has decreased, but vaping is like the new thing. It's like tripled.
Probably more than that. It's,
look, Mike, look, it's, I guess it's just like anything, you know? I mean, look, I'm guilty of, I think I was probably 11 years old when I was at a function with my family, and, you know, we left the hall, the dancing area, to go around the outside section, and everyone, and the kids, the boys had like little teenagers, they had a cigarette, you know, and they went and had a puff, and I put it to my, just because you're just a dumb, you know, just dumb kids trying things new. And as soon as I put it to my mouth, I spat it out. I was like, oh, it's disgusting. But, you know, cigarettes were, gosh, they were around for a long time. And it's, and it was always, no matter how bad we all knew it was, we still wanted to try what was bad, right? And it was, vape's the new bad.
It was glamorized. I mean, smoking was glamorized back in the day, you know.
It was.
You know, TV, radio, magazine, print, billboards. What's funny is Aurora's mom, Kat, we talked last night about this, and there's always the big billboards, the smoking billboards. It was always the good guys. They were the role model, like cowboys and actresses and stuff like that. And if you look at, especially a lot of the old Dean Martin roasts and whatnot, and even old TV shows like Johnny Carson and Letterman and all that, these guys are all smoking right there on set. I mean, they glamorize, which is like normal. You know, I hope this is not what vaping can be, because it could very well if they don't make some changes.
What's it like in I mean, I could have sworn that when I was there, I saw a lot of billboards for vape in the U.S. Is that true? Sure.
They do a lot of not so much billboards, but when you go to like cigarette shops and whatnot, they definitely promote it. Get your e-cigarettes here and your vaping stuff and flavors and all that. They ran a public service campaign, and basically it's the scene is there's two preteen girls. They're hanging out in the bedroom at her friend's house. One of them's vaping and hands it to her friend, and she's like, berries. And again, this is anti-vaping. Aurora mentioned the peer pressure, and you're almost bullied and shunned if you don't try it. You know, now I grew up in the 60s and 70s in San Francisco. Okay, I'm going to date myself here. So obviously, I saw a lot. I did a lot, but never to that extreme. It's bad. I mean, vaping's bad. People that do it, and again, I'm not bashing, but they're very, very, they try to be very, very discreet about it. And if you tell them, hey, there's no smoking here, they're going to say, it's not smoke, it's vapor. You know what? It's still smoking. And anywhere you go, they're going to treat it as such.
Just to add more to it, Mike, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, look, why are we, you know, why vape? Why is this thing out there? We all know it's bad, you know, but it's still out there. And there's still a lot of money behind it. And that's just it. Like, it's all about the business. There's really no care for the individual or the health. It's just to make money. Yeah, it's just to make money. And I'm thinking, really, you're going to put people's lives in danger just so you can make a buck? You're going to put kids' lives in danger because you're selling it to kids. Like, you're promoting like candy. You're promoting it like candy. Yeah. So you're doing that to end kids' lives or ruin them? I just don't – mentally, it's like, what is wrong with adults? Because these are adults doing it. These aren't kids selling, you know, creating this product and putting it out there. Yeah. These are adults preying on children. It just makes no sense to me. As a parent, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the kids are getting
it. Really not?
The kids are getting it. And, you know, again, to the parents, and I have no children, so again, maybe I can't speak for them, but you know, be involved. Obviously, there's signs. And some parents will just blow it off and say, ah, it's just vaping. You know, it's not just vaping. It's bad. So, you know.
It leads to other things as well. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Not good.
This is Conversations Radio, episode number 170. Our guests are from the future, that being Thursday right now in Australia. Our guest is the wonderful Aurora Eiler, and my co-host is the wonderful Joy Vieira, my bro, for sure. So, Aurora, let's talk a little bit about what the process is now. You've got the movie out there, doing festivals here and there. You mentioned the fact that it's probably going to schools in Queensland.
Well, it is going to schools in Queensland, definitely this year. And last year when I sent it to the QFCC, which is protecting children, that's basically what they do. They really loved it, and so they sent it to the education department, and then it kind of went on from there. And the education department loved it so much that they are basing a whole curriculum about it, and they're making like questions and answers and having whole conversations after you watch the film. And I think that will be really helpful with kids. And I think that the movie is not only, I wasn't trying to like make it so obvious that what the movie is about, you can clearly tell what it's about when you watch the whole movie. And I also think that young people's attention spans nowadays are quite small, quite short. So I wanted to make a short film, which is short so that people can watch it and get the message in a short amount of time.
How long did it take to shoot this movie?
It took to shoot 2 days.
Wow. You guys knocked it out. And I understand that you had financing as well.
I did. So the QFCC, who is the Australian, the Queensland government, they sponsored the film and they gave me funding for the film. And then they ended up liking it, which was really amazing.
That's wonderful. And you just had a recent donation. Tell us about that, your new acquisition.
Yes. So I wrote a 3-page letter to the owners of Harvey Norman. Then that was before my recent trip to America to go to a different film festival that Grape got into. And I didn't hear back from them, so I thought that they didn't read it or didn't hear about it. But then when we were driving up to the when we were going to the Gold Coast recently, I got a call from their assistant, and she said that they would love to donate a camera to me. And so I got to pick a camera. And then, yeah, I'm going to get a camera from Harvey Norman.
Wow. How about that, Joey? That's incredible.
Yeah, Harvey Norman's like our best buy.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Harvey Norman's like your best buy. Sorry.
Yeah, our best buy. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be taking our stores now.
that's wonderful. Look, I just honestly, Aurora, I just love your journey. I love your journey. I've seen your film. I've seen your work. And I absolutely love and adore you. And I love also that, you know, look, you've got great support. Like I mentioned, in my quote, like you got such great family support and friend support. What has that been like? Not to, you know, butt in here, but what has it been like for you? Like in going down this journey, has it been a very supportive one? Or do you feel like you have had some uphills battles?
I've actually been very supported. I think it can be hard to find support in this industry a lot of the time, but I think not many people want to say no to like an 11-year-old asking for sponsorship. But so for my first film, I really wanted sponsorship because I didn't have enough funding to make the film. And so I got my pitch book. I'd printed out heaps of pitch books, and I walked into, I want to say 100 stores, went to Pacific Fair, which is a big shopping center here. And I walked in and I walked into like 100 stores asking for sponsorship. And I ended up getting some pretty good brands on board for my first film. And so I think it wasn't easy to get sponsorship, but also the support that I've gotten from brands, even if they can't sponsor me, is really amazing. And they give me gift cards or anything can really help when making a film, I think. And then also the support that I get is really amazing from my family and friends. So yeah, very supported.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Wow. And again, you did it all. You wrote it, directed, starred, and you did the casting as well. You had a really nice cast too. You threw this together really quick.
Yeah, it all had to be done quick. Since I had the Queensland government on board, they wanted it to be done very quickly. And I think we ended up getting it done in less than 2 months, which was quite quick.
So you shot for 2 days and then the rest of it was just putting it together, editing and all that.
Yeah, well, pre-production was pretty quick. I had to like wrap up my script. I already had all of it written down. I just had to fully finish it. And then I just started casting people and auditioning people. And luckily, I got a really amazing cast and people who supported me, crew who was really amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And again, what a success. It's definitely making a difference. I think it's going to make a difference because you're brilliant. I mean, what you've done here.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Joey, yeah, I mean, that's going to be the thing. I mean, hopefully there are more Auroras out there that are creators. You know, I love that phrase, projects with purpose, you know, that you can make a film or write a story or do interviews or what have you, public speaking, with the intent of really affecting change and affecting understanding. I think that you're on a phenomenal course. Joey, again, you work with a lot of kids and, you know, a lot of acting classes, kids and adults, I'm sure. Do you see folks in those classes that want to do filmmaking as well?
I do. I actually have a young girl in one of my high school classes that I teach acting. I teach an after school acting for camera course, and she does not want to be on camera. She just wants to learn how to make the project. So she helps with writing, with cinematography. Her and I go through shot lists. We go through, you know, breaking down scenes and breaking down, you know, even just editing, you know, sounds and editing, music, effects, filters. We go through it all. So I don't have a lot. Most of my kids want to be in front of camera. But then I've got, you know, one or two who really just want to learn, you know, everything from, wow, from being in front, but mainly from how to create the content.
Aurora, what's next for you? Any new projects you want to talk about?
Well, I've been writing a lot of stuff for quite a while, but then it's always kind of hard to start actually making it. But I am definitely going to make a feature film, which is for teens, but for young people in general. And it focuses on the challenges that we have to struggle with social media and peer pressure and vaping and mental health.
Wow. You're unstoppable. And now you got the camera. So no excuses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really happy to get the camera. It was really amazing because I don't actually have a camera, but yeah, very exciting. I'm not the best cinematographer, but I wasn't the best director until I did it. So
has the camera arrived yet?
No, not yet.
So it's on the way. Very good.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the lens as well. So you get the, yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
That's wonderful. You're set. Joey, do you have a camera?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Mike, I've got it all.
Yeah, you're set.
I've got cameras, lenses. You know, I studied photography in high school. So, you know, I was in a dark room developing, you know, film, black and white film. And I learned how to use lenses, and you learn about f-stops and, you know, apertures and creating reflective shots and, you know, shadow, just everything. And I think that just stayed in me. And then as I got older, and I always sort of would always buy a camera every few years. And now I've got a really good, you know, full frame camera with about five or six lenses, some prime, some zooms, a handful of tripods, microphones, lights, reflectors, backgrounds, because you kind of have to have, you know, as an actor, you have to have your own studio set up at home.
Oh, yeah.
If you're auditioning a lot. So I've got everything you would need for as a casting office, for example, you know, sort of set up at home. We're in the middle of building a new home, and I've got my own studio being built in there. Wonderful. As well. So that it's got a purpose, just that one room does, which is for auditioning and for teaching acting as well.
So hopefully you and Aurora will be in contact and she can utilize your studio. That'd be great.
Yeah, and I can also help her just talking about lenses, what to get for her camera so she can start, you know, filming her own thing.
That'd be really amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Happy to.
And there's the whole sound issue as well. So a lot involved. And again, you're in a real good spot for sure. Aurora, do you want to act as well, or are you more focused on actually filmmaking? What's the strongest of the both?
Oh, I think acting will always be probably number one for me. I think that's probably the thing that I enjoy most. Not that I don't enjoy filmmaking, because I clearly do, because I love making films, but being in front of the camera, I not only like being in front of the camera for the things that I make, but I love being on other people's projects because I love, I don't know, reading other people's scripts and playing other people's characters that they've imagined for such a long time. I think that's also really fun.
So I always ask this, who would be your first choice of an actor to work or actress to work with? Who would you really like to do that?
There's so many, that's so hard. I don't know. I've always wanted to work with Robin Williams. Sadly, he's not alive anymore. Yeah. I don't know. I've always loved acting, but probably Jim Carrey would be a really fun one, or Margot Robbie, because I love Australian actors.
Margot Robbie, yeah. That's those are big names. And again, geez, Joey, you've worked with everybody. I mean, it's amazing here. I mean, Chris, my God, you know.
I've worked with all the. I've now worked with all the Hemsworths. So I've worked with Luke. He's lovely. Liam and Chris on two different films. The one that just came out this year called Land of Bat, and I play a pilot in that one. And that's with Luke Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And I've worked with, you know, Dwayne Johnson. I've worked with Bradley Cooper. I worked with Bradley Cooper early on in his career. I was in a TV series with him called. Kitchen Confidential.
Oh, okay. And you and by the way, you and Aurora are both on Young Rock.
Yes, well. That's right. We worked on Young Rock season. Was that one or two? Season.
Yeah.
Yes, season two. I already forgot. I was like, "What was that?" Season two. I played a Sears general manager at a Sears store. Had some good scenes with Randy Macho Man Savage.
Wow.
Which is a character I adored. He's very entertaining. Back in the WWF, WWE world in the 80s and 90s. So that was actually, it's funny because that's, I don't know, I guess you can sort of relate, but when you see shows that are, you know, you kind of grew up with characters or whatever, and you see them again today, you're going, oh, it's just, I don't know, it just brings back a really good feeling.
Sure.
I can say the same for, you know, working with Vanilla Ice. His real name is Rob Van Winkle.
Sure.
And, you know, I, come on, who didn't dance and want a Mustang 5.0 back in the 90s?
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, we are...
So working with him was great.
We are out of time. We ran over just a bit here. We started late, but... we got Joey dialed in, and it all worked very, very well. Aurora, actress, filmmaker, writer, screenwriter, and now the owner of a camera. Wow. So I can add cinematographer to that as well. Can they follow you on social media?
Yes. So my Instagram is The Real Aurora Isla. And if you'd want to work with me or me to read your script or work together, my email is actorauroraisla@gmail.com.
Wow. Very, very good. Will you come back on here again soon?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to have you. And again, if you run across folks as well, you want to bring on a feature, I'll put you in the co-host seat, and you can bring them on as well. So look forward to that.
Aurora Isla. A lot of pressure.
No pressure. It's just a conversation. There's no list of questions here. It's all about the guests. And yeah, and in this case, a phenomenal guest. Aurora Isla, all the way from Australia. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Joey, this is not goodbye. You have been very kind over the years. Your first, this is going to make you feel maybe old. You were first on here in 2019. So,
gosh, it goes by so quick.
Yeah, you were, that was on the heels of Reef Break and Dora and all that. So, and it's always fun to have you on as a co-host, and I'm going to feature you soon as well because you got a lot of stuff going on as well. Zombie Plane. That sounds interesting. So you're doing
that.
Yeah.
So maybe July.
Yeah.
July, August sometime.
Very good. They can follow you on Instagram as well, right?
It's the Joey Vieira.
You can't mess that Instagram. Up. I think you're on, are you on Twitter as well? I think you are, right?
I am. Now, I don't know now what it's called. Is.
Yeah, now it's called X. It's called X. So yeah, yeah. Please.
It's kind of like my ex. I don't really use it.
Yes. And very.
But the Joey Vieira is my Insta. So okay. T-H-E, Joey Viera. And then my IMDb is my name, Joey Viera. Is the IMDb.
Awesome. This is a great show. Great show, Lane.
Thanks,
Joey Viera and Aurora Eiler. I thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. This is Conversations Radio. So long.